here at the 2018 CUNA Lending Council Conference in Anaheim, California. And there's a really cool park right next door called Disneyland. That's pretty cool. And we have this morning's keynote speaker, Kristen Messerly. Kristen, congratulations. You gave a great talk on how to attract millennial homebuyers, basically. And you had that group in there. The audience in there was engaged. There are a lot of questions and stuff. So give us a quick overview on what you talked about.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I talked about how to reach millennial homebuyers through appealing to their value for education, information, building trust and relationship through video and just on-site communication, and then how to connect with millennials through social purpose as well. Especially with credit unions, you have the ability to talk about your involvement in the community and the value you provide to members, and so I really emphasized how you build that into your brand and your story.
Yeah, you talked a lot about authenticity.
Yes.
And so that's very important on social, especially on social media. So why is it so important for a credit union to be authentic as opposed to, hey, we have a great loan for you, which they do.
Yeah.
We have this service, that type of stuff. Talk to us about the authenticity part of it.
Yeah, I mean, millennials don't, and people generally, don't want to be sold to in a salesy type of way. We want information, and so leading with information in an authentic way and building the relationship is so important. We will get turned away immediately if you're just trying to sell to us. So talking about, don't talk about the loan products yet. Talk about how to buy a home, how to build credit, things like that, and then share who you are through video and photos. Photos and things that communicate your personality as a brand and as a person. And then from there, you can talk about specific loan products and things like that when you get into the conversation.
Gotcha. And you focused a lot on video, and there were a lot of questions about video. Why is video so important? What's going on here?
Video is such an easy way to get to know people, just like us right now. Yeah. You're able to understand someone's personality, and you build that trust. I mentioned how so many times people they feel like they already know you when they're able to see you on video. So you build that trust and rapport really quickly.
Right. And you do videos too, right?
So, okay.
Yeah, it's a great way to tell a story, and it keeps people engaged. You got to keep them short, so 60 seconds or less. You can create short video clips and share those, but we have a little bit shorter attention span as a society these days, so you got to keep them short. But yeah, it's a great way to engage your members.
Indeed. What were a couple of other takeaways in there that credit unions can use right now? Because that was loaded with information. A lot of golden nuggets in there for sure. So what were a couple of other takeaways?
I think the one big takeaway is social media. I know we talk about that so much, but really taking those active steps to be on social media, on Instagram in particular, and using Instagram stories. And then another takeaway is to build your brand in your community. One question that came up was, do millennials really care about, or do they know about credit unions? How are credit unions doing in terms of connecting? And I don't think that's being done well. So we've got to take more steps to be involved in the young professional organizations and companies that have a lot of millennials. Take those steps to be active in that space and provide education.
Mm-hmm. And just kind of an overview question, where are we with the millennials right now? Because there's a big gap between the oldest millennials and the youngest millennials. I think the oldest millennials are like, they're buying homes right now, but the youngest ones are like just out of college or they're still in college. Where are we with that?
Yeah, and it does depend on where you are in the country and what you read on millennials, because generations vary depending on where you look. Yeah. But the age range generally is between 22 and 37.
Okay.
The point here is that 1 in 3 home purchases are made by millennials.
Wow.
So
wow.
Millennials are buying homes. I bought my home at 24 and I was on a social worker salary in Oklahoma. So it depends on where you are in the market. I certainly would not have been able to buy in LA. So
yeah, Southern California real estate's a whole other show. So
yeah. But yeah, I mean, the gap between a 37-year-old and a 22-year-old is dramatic, but overall, the principles are the same. We want authenticity, we want education, and we want to be communicated with through social media.
Yeah, and you also talked about millennials wanting to be a part of, whether they're working for them or just doing business with them, organizations that are doing mission-driven activities. Can you address that?
Yeah, that's so important. Millennials are more likely to pay more for product or service if they know it has a social impact, and there is a huge drive for more mission-driven content, mission-driven companies. That's why credit unions, I think, have a huge opportunity with this generation and the one following, is just to communicate how involved you are in your community, how that is a strong value. But ways you can do that is by, if you are involved involved in a charitable organization or giving back in some way, you tell that story. And what is really important that I didn't actually talk about on stage was you have to tell the story giving the cause or the nonprofit or whatever a voice. It's not about how great you are and what you've done to help your community. It's about giving the voice to the nonprofit or to the cause in the community. The more that you can do that, it shows that you are involved and it shows that you're mission driven, and it's a great way to reach millennials.
And you're talking the credit union language. That's our wheelhouse. Yeah, so we're already there. We just have to communicate it better, right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I think there's so much opportunity for credit unions because of this value, and you're already walking the walk. It's just a matter of being able to communicate that to millennials.
Indeed. All right. Great message to end on. Kristen, where can we find you? Website, all that type of stuff?
Culturaloutreach.com. Okay. And we have lots of resources on there. And we're also, of course, on social media. Right on. Reach me on Instagram.
All right. Instagram too. All right. Kristen, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.